Hello everyone, welcome to the latest European Pensions podcast. I'm Natalie Tuck, editor of European Pensions, and today I am joined by Christopher Bayer, managing director of Munich Private Equity Partners. Our featured subject is private equity investments, and I know Chris is going to give us a good overview of the asset class and share his knowledge of how pension funds can incorporate private equity into their portfolios. So Chris, firstly, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Natalie. Thanks for having me. Really looking forward to this session.
You're very welcome. So to begin, how has the private equity industry evolved in recent years, particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic?
You know, on a high level, but quite fundamental, alternative asset classes have become more attractive in recent years due to persistently low interest rates, right? And private equity has been one of the top runners so far because it has delivered the often necessary attractive returns for investors. I think, put simply, private equity funds have historically yielded, on average, better long-term returns than public equities and also other asset classes within the alternative space. At the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, private equity finance companies were just as affected by contact restrictions, supply shortages, and other constraints similar to their listed counterparts. However, the advantage for private equity-backed companies is that operationally strong private equity fund manager can play to their strengths in such a situation and provide their portfolio companies with support and liquidity, and moreover, quickly set a new course to prepare those companies for the new normal. I think one simple example would be that during COVID, private equity managers supported their companies heavily to build or significantly strengthen the online sales channels, just to mitigate the lockdown effects. With regard to public and private equity, there is obviously a crucial difference that leads private equity to contribute significantly to reduce overall portfolio volatility. Private equity funds value and report only quarterly, and that, you know, leads to smoothened valuations and less short-time volatility, of course. But additionally, public markets tend to be more influenced by general sentiments and large investors, which is not so true for private market valuations, which typically follow a clear set of predefined valuation guidelines. And this, in addition to the attractive returns we will talk about, has contributed that private equity has been receiving more and more media attention as an anchor of stability in investors' portfolios. And that obviously was supported also by the corona crisis. And speaking of performance, the private equity asset class has been very attractive. In detail, I obviously can only speak for our own private equity programs, which have weathered the COVID-19 storm extremely well and have been a stabilizing factor in our investors' portfolios as well. So looking at our own portfolio performance-wise, the COVID year 2020, surprisingly, was in fact even the best year in terms of number of exits, but also in terms of average multiple invested capital. And you might guess we're, of course, very pleased with that.
That's great to hear. So why should pension funds invest in private equity?
I think there are a lot of good reasons, but I think, first of all, I think pension funds often target to generate overall annual returns of 3 to 5%, roughly. So as we all know, low interest rates and volatility in traditional asset classes have also led to a shift towards alternatives such as private equity, infrastructure, and private debt. But private equity in particular has an attractive risk return profile, and from our opinion is therefore suitable as a nice addition to the portfolio. Because if you look at the history of performance, simply put, the private equity asset class has a very strong track record. And good private equity fund portfolios have historically yielded meaningfully better long-term returns with often less volatility than other asset classes even including public equities. So with a thoughtfully constructed private equity portfolio, diversified across a variety of fund managers, investment regions, vintages, and of course sectors, the asset class absolutely fits the profile sought by many pension funds. And moreover, I think we actually believe they need private equity in order to achieve their target returns long term. And as you can imagine, these investment features have not gone unnoticed. And that is why there has been a real boom in private equity. Just to give you a quick stat here, according to Preqin, AUMs in private equity have almost doubled since 2015. And Preqin even forecasts that they will be doubled again by 2025, which is quite impressive.
It is. And yeah, so how can pension funds access private equity?
There are, of course, several ways to invest in private equity. The most important avenues being direct investment in private companies, co-investments, secondaries, single fund investments, and fund of funds. But if we set adequate diversification as the goal, there are then only three main ways to add private equity to your portfolio. The first one being creating your own private equity portfolio with an in-house team. Secondly, investing in a fund of fund program of a specialized fund of fund manager. And lastly, to cooperate with a specialist manager to establish a managed account for your organization. And now let me briefly touch on each of the three possibilities here. So creating one's own portfolio often is considered the ideal method of investing in private equity. Doing so at least promises the most attractive returns while also limiting costs, since additional fees from outsourcing are avoided. But to really successfully execute this, a pension fund needs sufficient capacities and the specific know-how and network in-house to access the most promising funds. And very important also is to have a quite significant capital base to invest so that A, you have adequate diversification that needs to be achieved, but B, also the expenses for the costly expert investment and administration team can be properly absorbed. Now, speaking about fund of funds, they give pension funds access to a diversified fund portfolio with a single capital commitment. The money is then pooled with the capital of other investors and is invested in multiple private equity funds. Then, depending on the strategy, the capital will be deployed in various geographical regions over several vintage years and in different industry sectors, of course. Experienced fund of fund managers provide access to the best in class and mostly sought after private equity funds because they have already proven themselves to be experts and reliable partners by successfully cooperating with those managers also in previous fund generations. And they're capable of building strong long-term relationships over many, many years. And this is one of the crucial advantages speaking for partnering with an experienced fund of fund manager. Last but not least, managed accounts are kind of an individually designed investment program. They're typically set up for a single investor and often combine an individualized concept with some advantages of a fund of fund as well, like diversification, access to excellent funds, and outsourced portfolio management. The difference to a fund of fund is that the investor can typically set or influence investment strategy decisions, fund selection, and some other aspects if he wishes to do so. So both fund of funds and managed accounts create obviously an additional layer of fees for investors. And this has led many to believe that returns with those avenues generally are lower than the returns from one's own implementation of a portfolio. However, this calculation should not ignore the significant costs of highly qualified internal personnel when private equity fund investments and the whole administration are conducted entirely in-house.
So you mentioned those three ways, but what is crucial for success in private equity investments?
Yeah, we believe that identifying the proper private equity funds only constitutes half of the battle, since access to the best funds is absolutely crucial for success. There are huge differences in returns between successful and average funds, and obviously even below average private equity fund managers. And those are significantly larger than you would even see as return differences between public market stock funds. And unfortunately, the best private equity funds are often almost completely inaccessible to new investors. And this trend should continue, given that the amount of capital allocated to the private equity market further increases. You know, fund managers who are capable of mastering the field of value creation and quickly set their portfolio companies' business models up for success, you know, are, as you might guess, just in extreme demand. And those fund managers have a virtually unlimited demand, given their successes, but finite fund sizes. And as a result, new investors often must spend years building personal relationships if they want to gain access to the most attractive funds. And we believe this is one of the main reasons why fund of funds are often perceived being the best way to invest in top quartile private equity fund managers for many market participants, and especially for new entrants.
So it sounds like the fund of funds obviously particularly important for pension funds. So what should they look for when selecting a fund of funds manager?
You know, what they should look at is, you know, the access to outstanding fund managers. And this, in my opinion, is the most important selection criteria. So pension funds should really focus on this, as the access to outstanding fund managers ultimately determines the performance of the program. And if you're able to identify such a fund of fund manager, you gain access to new fund generations of exceptional managers, and you benefit from the expertise and capacities of the fund of fund manager, who, you know, also takes care of the key areas such as professional due diligence, portfolio management, and the often underestimated and quite frankly burdensome administration. Of course, track record and the respective investment strategies of a fund of funds are very relevant for when you select a fund of fund manager. And it must fit with a pension fund's desired strategy. So at Munich Private Equity Partners, we focus on best in class and hence most sought after fund managers in the mid-cap buyout segment, but only within the established markets of Europe and North America.
And why do you think this segment is attractive?
Yeah, maybe to put first that we at MPIP are pursuing a conservative investment approach, since we're committed to building thoughtfully diversified portfolios of high quality buyout funds. And in addition, we're fully dedicated to partnering only with established and proven fund management teams that itself are targeting only mature companies with proven business models, and that only in mature economies such as North America and Europe. So with regard to the mid-market, in our opinion, the mid-market buyout offers the most attractive risk-reward profile. And the four main characteristics that would support this are, first, there's a favorable ratio of private equity capital to potential target companies. Secondly, in the mid-market compared to the large and mega cap markets, you have relatively low entry prices and prudent leverage, and that's obviously adds to an attractive risk reward profile. But most importantly, from our perspective, mid-market companies offers a very broad spectrum of value creation opportunities investors can ultimately benefit from. And last but not least, the mid-cap buyout segment offers multiple exit routes for those companies due to a large universe of strategic and financial buyers, and also the possibility to potentially even IPO a company as well.
Thank you, Chris. So to summarize, what are the key takeaways from today?
You know, I think the first one, what I would think of is that assuming a thoughtfully diversified portfolio, private equity with its strong returns can certainly help pension funds to achieve their target returns while only accepting a moderate risk level. I think that would be number one. I think number two, regarding investment in private equity, I think it makes sense to first carefully consider whether in your organization the necessary resources and expertise exists in-house in order to successfully execute private equity fund investments. I think it's also important to consider the necessary capacities and costs for investment administration, liquidity management, risk management, just to name a few, which organizations typically underestimate and that typically come on top of the pure expert investment personnel. So if the conclusion of your house were to be that the bar is too high for successfully investing and administering private equity in-house, then fund of funds offer the opportunity to easily and conveniently invest in the asset class, and so you can benefit from expert partners that perform the tasks for you. Another point probably would be just constantly revisit your investment strategy and check if your private equity allocation is at a suitable level to achieve your overall return targets. And at Munich Private Equity Partners, we focus on mid-cap buyout in Europe and North America for our fund of funds, because this is where we expect the best long-term risk-adjusted returns.
And that's a great note to leave it on. Thanks again, Chris, for sharing your insight on private equity.
Thanks, Natalie. Truly enjoyed the session and hope I could give some insights here.
It was great to have you. And thank you to everyone for listening in.